All right. John Dornbos has a high ankle sprain. We'll just see how he does this week. Fletcher Cox had migraines during the game. He's had a history of those, and so that was the concern with him on the sideline there. Akeem Jordan has a hamstring strain, and Riley Cooper will have a check with Dr. Williams today on his collarbone. King Dunlap is getting better with a hamstring strain, but if we had to practice today, he wouldn't practice. Jeremy Macklin has a hip contusion, and which we knew about, and he is making progress there. All in all, we obviously we need to do a better job. I need to do a better job as a head football coach. It's my responsibility. If there are failures on both sides of the football, it obviously comes back to the head coach there. And getting your team prepared is important. So I take full responsibility for that. We need to coach better. We need to prepare better, and we need to play better. And we played a good football team, and one of the obvious things is, and the things that we've talked about here, right here with you, is and with our football team, is that you cannot turn the football over against a good football team and expect to win. And so you have the three turnovers, two out of the three end up in scores. The other one ends up in you find yourself at the 9-yard line with a long field. So for you give up 14 points and against a good football team, you can't do that. And on the other hand, they don't turn the ball over and can play good, consistent football on both sides of the ball. So you're going to come out on the short end of the stick there. So we need to make sure we take care of that. This game, it was ball leverage. You got to take care of the football. And a lot of things go into those, but the bottom line is the person with the ball has got to maintain and keep the football under wraps and in his hands. Time's yours.
Andy, what can you do on the O-line to help the pass play?
Well, we've got to look at a couple things, but we thought we had a few things set up there. We've got to do a better job with protection, and I've got to make sure I put the guys in the right position to start with and make sure that we get the right routes and the ball out on time and all those things. So
if Dunlap can't go Sunday, is Bell still the starter at left tackle?
Yes.
And are you comfortable with the offensive approach through three games, or due to the amount of turnovers and the way that Michael Vick is getting hit, do you think it needs to be revamped?
Well, listen, we need to obviously study it and understand why those things are happening. And I wish I could pinpoint one thing. There's more than one thing involved. So, but we're going to keep looking at that, and we'll get it right.
Do you think you have to change something, maybe go more max protection, keep more guys, and just do some things differently as you go forward to keep Vic from getting hit a lot? Or,
well, listen, we've kept a decent mixture there. Moving the pocket, we kept a decent mixture with six-man protections and chip-in and so on. But it's we've got to make sure that we eliminate some of these hits on him for sure.
Some of the rollouts where you're moving him out of the pocket, he's getting hit from the pressure in that direction. Is that because the blocking wasn't there, or has he got to get rid of the ball if it's not there?
It's a combination of things. Yeah, combination of things.
On offense, do you think you guys are built to be methodical, or are you always on offense going to be a little bit on high wire?
Well, we've got explosive players, and so with that, you're going to take your shots. I mean, that's what we do. I'm not saying take your shots on the quarter. I'm saying take your shots down the field. That's one of our strengths, and it has been over the last few years. So we'll continue to do that. I don't know the high wire part of it. You want to think that you can do both and do them well. So, but I can't sit here and tell you that we've done that consistently this year. So But I'm saying put long drives together like we need to. We've done it at the end of halves. We haven't done it during the regulation play there.
Is that why Vic seems to hold the ball longer in the pocket? Because you want those plays to develop?
Well, listen, not every play. We're trying to put these things in a box here. Not every play is a deep throw. That's not what it is. So on the deeper throws, we try to give them the protection and the ability to move along with protection and then do that. So I'm probably not calling those at the right time and probably too many breakdowns in there. One thing here or there breaks down and we have a problem. So, you know, it's a joint effort here of getting it right.
Can Mike survive 16 games getting hit as much as he is now?
He's getting hit way too much. That's what I can tell you. At this point, it's way too much. And so that part's got to end. I mean, we've got to limit that.
I know the blame gets sprinkled around, but is Michael holding on to the ball too long?
Well, no, listen, he's throwing. It's not – everybody's got a little piece of this. To say that there's not a play here or there that he might hold the ball too long, I can't tell you no on that. And he'd be the first to tell you. But that's not the case every time he throws or gets hit. That's not the case.
The amount that he was getting hit, Andy, with LeSean to only get 13 carries in the game can you just kind of expound on what the philosophy was going in and why he didn't get as many touches as he did?
Well, listen, we thought we had some opportunities down the field. And in the throwing game, we went in thinking we would probably protect a little better than we did and be able to exploit some of their some of the things that we felt were our strengths and that we matched up best against. So, and it didn't happen.
So do you have to, going forward with the amount that he's getting hit and the problems you're having, when you do see opportunities in the passing game, do you have to now scale it back, though, wondering, you've had the opportunities before and he's getting hit, maybe even though you have those opportunities, do you go elsewhere just to keep the guy upright, you know, and to get the offense in rhythm?
Well, right. We never did get in rhythm yesterday. I mean, that's a legitimate question there. That when you go in, you want to try to establish some form of rhythm that we never established. And so, whether that's a short passing game, whether we have a wide variety of things we can use. So, but along with the run game, to answer your question, I mean, we need to make sure that our mix is better than what it was yesterday. And that's my responsibility to make sure that happens. And so I did a very good job with that.
Should you just expect teams to blitz the heck out of you from here on out?
Well, listen, you've got to answer that, right? I mean, teams have had some, well, particularly right here, this team had some success there. So, you figure the next team will try it and until you answer it. And then once you answer it, then it'll be put on hold.
Remember what you said, Mike, with the pre-snap reads? Because on that play at the end of the half, it looked like Kerry Rhodes showed blitz, and Mike never looked to his left before the snap. How much of his struggles against the blitz should you think come back to not?
You know, listen, they got us on that one. I mean, I mentioned that yesterday. They got us on that one with a zero blitz, and then but you saw him also make some nice checks prior to that, and then after that, so. They got us. They got us on that one. He did a fairly decent job with that during the game, with the exception of that play.
With 6 seconds and no timeouts, is there a time you have in your head where you say, this is the amount we need to kick a field goal and this is the amount we need to...
Yeah, listen, I thought we could get one into the end zone, right? You're sitting on the one-yard line. So we started the thing with 16 seconds. I figured we'd get our full downs in... shooting it in the end zone. Now it has to come out quick and so on, but those were the calls that were made. So and then if that doesn't work, then you kick the field goal and end it. But
was Vic's first read on that
play? The offense, you talk about the game plan. What was the thought going on when you take one of your weaknesses, which is the offensive line that's been right now being put together, guy making his first start, another guy first start for you, going against one of their primary strengths, which is a vicious pass rush? What did you see that you thought you could exploit at?
Well, listen, you saw some of the actions that we used up front. So you saw us move the pocket. And I thought it put us in a position. I mean, when the copy comes out and you have a chance to look at it, I think you'll see what I'm saying. But the protections that we used, I thought, were advantage to the offensive line, where they could really tee off. And listen, it didn't work. So that's when I stand here and tell you that it's my fault. That's my fault. I mean, I thought one of the things that we could do were we could go down the field with them. We had a couple early calls to do that, and you know, the protection. Then we put some protections in that we thought the guys could really tee off and do it, and it didn't work out that way.
And did you address two DeSean Jackson plays, the one down the right sideline where it looked like he may have gotten interfered with, but then also seemed to give up on the play, and then also the reception on the 1 yard line where maybe he had a chance to dive across the plane?
Yeah. Well, listen, I think on. Again, when you have a chance to look at those, you probably saw that there was a little bit of contact that took place on both those. So I'm not sitting here making excuses for either one. But there was a bit of contact that took place.
You want to see him finish the route along the right sideline?
Well, you'd like to see that as long as somebody's not, you know, grabbing him. Yeah.
You talked last week about guys focusing on playing the game instead of complaining about the officials, and that seemed like an example where the ball was still in the air and he had a chance to make a play on it. He's already looking at the ref and complaining before the ball's even.
Just take a look at the, you know, just make sure you take a peek at the. I can't sit here and tell you. Look, I'm kind of tied on what I'm going to say. So it's when it comes to that, some of
the reception at the one, though, would you prefer to see his first reaction be to try for the end zone as opposed to covering up?
I'm glad he caught the ball. That's what I'm glad that part took place. I think he would like to have scored right there, and we would like him to score right there, but it's not what took place.
The timeout at the beginning of the second quarter, did the play come in too late, or was Vic taking too long calling the snap?
A little bit of each, yeah. A little bit of each. They showed blitz, and we were making a check there. So, but, clock ran down, and I put the timeout on.
Andy, you talk a lot about field position, and Damaris seems to be struggling with that process of decision making down the goal line. One fair catch, one to let it go. He had a fumble. He's had a couple. He turned off inside the 10. How concerned are you with him in that part of the game?
Well, we've got to get better there. I mean, he's a young guy that's learning. So I told you, with some of these young guys, there are going to be some things that take place. And so we've got to he's a smart kid. We've just got to focus in on that and make sure that he takes care of business there. Field position, we lost that battle yesterday, along with the turnovers. And those two things, you know, they cost you.
Options at the long snapper if Dornbos can't play.
Well, I'm going to get with Howie and we'll talk about it. We'll go see how John does here in the next day or so, as I think calms down a little bit. But
high ankle sprain usually a few.
Yeah,
few
just,
weeks.
There's different degrees of those, so we'll see here. See how bad it is. But
any thought of giving Ballas a shot this week?
No, I hadn't gone there.
How did Dallas do?
You know, I thought after probably the first two series, I thought he settled down a little bit. I thought he was anxious the first couple series, and then he settled down. I thought he played a pretty good game after that.
And at what point, if any, do you consider a QB change if the turnovers, you know, keep racking up at this rate?
Yeah, well, right now we're with Michael, and that's what we're doing, and so we'll evaluate as we go.
Do you have to give Vic more time in practice just because Mike's getting hit so much, and that's potentially going to be an issue?
So
do you have to give Nick more practice time?
He said Nick.
Nick falls so yeah. No. All right. Okay.
How's Mac?